MP 2002-85.
It's the southeast corner of the south 80 acres of the 240 acres that front on the old Grandview Road. And it's this, the southeast corner of the south 80 of that setup. I can give you the legal description if you want it, but I don't think you do.
The layman's description does fine. Thank you very much. Mr. President, this is skipping way ahead, but in 1948, you called, as you know, as the whole world knows, the 80th Congress, a do-nothing Congress. Why?
Well, a Republican convention in that at that time had passed a program which was supposed to cover the situation with which the world was faced. And I called the 80th Congress back into session to put that program into effect. And I was taking a long chance if they'd have passed one thing that had to do with what their program called for, I would have been in a bad fix for the campaign of 1948. They didn't do a thing. They stayed in work in session for 3 weeks and didn't turn a wheel, and that's what I was sure they would do, and they did. And then I had a chance to call them the do-nothing 80th Congress that didn't want anything done for the welfare of the public.
You called that session on a special day.
Turnip Day, 26th of July.
What's
Turnip Day in Missouri is the 26th of July, and that's when you sow turnips. And I called it the 26th of July and the Turnip Day Congress. Turnip Day session of Congress.
How did you happen to decide on that particular day?
Because it was just handy and a good time to have it, a short time after the convention had met.
Mr. President, when did you decide to run for re-election?
In 1948?
Yes, sir.
Decided the day I went into the office that I was going to run again when the time came. And that's exactly what I did. But when that term was over, I also made up my mind that I wouldn't run anymore, and I made the announcement on the 29th of March, if you remember, in 1952.
Why did you decide the day you went into office, April 12th,
1945? Well,
45?
Either I had to make good to finish out the fourth term of President Roosevelt, or I could not make good. If I made good, I could be reelected. If I didn't, I couldn't, and that's all there was to it. And that's the reason I'm against this 22nd Amendment. It ties the hands of a president. And the Republicans passed that amendment in order to make it appear that Roosevelt was wrong all the time. And what they did was to make a lame duck out of their own man.
Did you have any feeling, Mr. President, that the first term was, well, as you have just said, that in the first term you were fulfilling the promises of President Roosevelt?
That's correct.
Did you feel that your second term was your term? That was Harry Truman's term. That was my program.
Of course, that's what it had to be. If you read the message on the State of the Union of January 1949, you'll find out exactly what the program was and why it had to be done. And that contains the statement on the Marshall Plan and the greatest part of the whole program, point four, which is to help people help themselves. And it's still going on under another name that these Republicans have set up for it.
Mr. President, in the spring of 1948, before you went to Philadelphia and the Democratic Convention, didn't you go on a couple of, quote, non-political tours?
Non-political tours, yes, I did, and I had a good time on those non-political tours and had a chance to tell them what it was all about. And in Montana, I think it was either Helena or Butte, probably Butte, where the first statement was made about the know-nothing, do-nothing Congress.
Could you tell us, Mr. President, about there was a meeting in Omaha, which, as I recall, Life magazine greeted with great joy because they took a picture showing that the auditorium wasn't filled up.
That's correct. And the reason that auditorium wasn't filled up It was 9 miles out in the country from Omaha, and the proper statement of the meeting could not be made in time for people to get there. But the people who were there were the Democrats in Nebraska who were working for the reconstruction of the 80th Congress, which happened. And Nebraska went all right.
Weren't some of the people there that night, Mr. President, from the 35th Division? Wasn't there a convention going on in Omaha at the time?
I can't remember. There may have been. If there was a convention going on, of course, some of the people from the 35th would be there.
Mr. President, how many times did you dedicate Grand Coulee Dam?
Well, it wasn't a case of dedicating Grand Coulee Dam. They dedicated these, the things that make electricity. Two of those great things that make electricity were to be dedicated one time, then I dedicated two more of them. I never did dedicate Grand Coulee Dam. I think President Roosevelt did that.
Did you, sir, when you were doing these dedications, mention politics, even remotely?
Only incidentally, when somebody asked a question, then he got the answer.
Mr. President, in the spring of 1948, there were many people in the Democratic Party who said, "We don't think Harry Truman can be reelected." Could you tell us how you felt in the spring of 1948? First,
well,
about your being renominated, and second, about your being reelected.
I knew very well if I could see enough people, I wouldn't have any trouble, because I'd been through two or three campaigns like that where everything looked the wrong way, and in the long run, it comes out all right, and that's exactly what happened in 1948.
Mr. President, how did you decide in 1948 which towns you were going to stop at?
I didn't decide on any particular towns to stop. I stopped where the train stopped, and we always had a crowd.
Do you think that's a better way of campaigning?
Well, at that time it was. Of course, I haven't had any experience in the last 8 or 10 years, and my theory was at that time that the more people that the candidate could see, the easier it would be for him to be elected, because I'd been through that situation in Missouri on 4 different occasions and won every time, sometimes by a narrow margin. But in 1948, when we went through the Middle West and the Northwest and then went down to put the United Nations to work and then came back through the southern part of California and across Texas and back up home, I knew very well that if the people could find out exactly what the issues were, they'd vote right. And they did. And they did. That's all there was to it.
Mr. President, what did you think of those Democrats in the spring of 1948 who said you couldn't be reelected?
I didn't have any feeling about it at all. I just knew they didn't know what they were talking about. That's all there was to it. And I never held anything against them. Some of them are still alive and still going good. But the old man doesn't forget.